recording now. Yeah, well, you've done a lot of life.
Yeah, just go for it.
I like it.
Yeah.
And that's why F.A. is with us, our special guest, who is not a special guest anymore because he's a part of this.
Yeah, yeah,
he's a part of this movement.
He is. He's a part of the movement.
He is.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, we're on.
Yeah, we're
I actually started singing.
I want to talk about F.A.'s Rolex.
Let's
don't talk.
Let's
talk about your.
I like that.
Don't worry about that.
What's on your
list? I like that.
This is old news.
I like that. Let's talk about.
This is old news.
Let's talk about F.A.'s Rolex.
Let's talk about your Rolex, F.A.
I feel like that needs to be addressed.
You cannot. Not hide money, bro.
No.
Rolex.
As soon as the season's over, the man gets off a plane. Rolex popping.
Popping.
The man.
He looks like money.
He got a hat on. Yesterday, it was a different color.
Really?
Oh, and you know you got to be rich to wear the same hat.
Sorry, I don't have two hats.
Big time. Big time. Now F.A. has a Rolex, right? I remember when I told the people about how much money F.A. gets paid per sack, and he was upset.
Oh, he's so
here he is walking
showing
around.
Not
with
scared
a Rolex
at all.
On. You know he got some sacks. You know he got some sacks now.
He,
for
he
sure.
got that I'm coming off the edge look. And I'm winning.
Honestly, I'm just trying to be an adult. I just want to tell the time.
That's it. His shoes looking fresh. Everything is just clean.
Golly. I remember those days.
Man,
remember when we used to make money like that? Do you remember?
Man, it was.
Do you remember when we used to make that kind
man,
of money, J-Bell?
I used to wake up and just smell good. It didn't even matter what was happening. I didn't even have to shower. Just
now
smell
we got
to
be here on Radio Row.
Now I got to work.
You gotta work.
I was filming something at 8 a.m. That's somebody who has to pay for child care right there.
Oh my gosh.
That's what that is.
Oh my gosh.
That being said, welcome to the Media Row. Media Center.
Media Center. Okay.
Used to be Radio Row for the Super Bowl.
Mm.
OC has been here many times getting interviewed by everybody. We have to kind of smuggle OC in here, to be honest.
He's
you know what I'm saying?
Just
kinda, yeah, because people stop and they look and they stare and they want a piece of the action.
You know what happened to me yesterday?
Talk to me.
So I was at the airport, right? You guys are going to love this, right? I was at the airport, and you remember the wrestler, The Big Show?
Yeah.
You remember The Big Show, the wrestler?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Yeah.
So I saw him walking, right? But obviously, he's now The Bigger Show because he's
put on some weight.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so
it's not muscle?
No. He's The Bigger Show now, right? So I see him, and I stop. And I'm looking at him as he's walking by, and he catches me looking at him, and he just starts laughing. Because you know when somebody sees you and they're not sure if it's you or not, he recognized me doing that to him. And so he started laughing, and he just kept on walking.
He's like, it's me.
Yeah, and then as I walked by, there was another guy who saw me looking at him, and the guy was like, yeah, that's him. I was like, oh.
No way.
So now I look like how other people sometimes look at me, right? That's how I was looking at him. It's ridiculous.
So you saying, with you, though, it went to Lil OC.
Yeah. Is that? But it's the other way.
Yeah.
It's the other way. Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah,
he's looking like a real
yeah, he's a little smaller,
triathlete.
Man. Yeah, that guy, there's no way he was coming off the edge. Not possible.
F.A. is not fooling anybody with that Rolex in them shoulders, though.
Oh, come on, guys.
That being said, man.
So what's up, bro? How's the season, man? How's everything going?
I'm good. Honestly, it's always a pleasure to come back here and catch up with you guys. Mm. Always pulling. You know that comment you guys done? It changed everything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're hitting you up now.
They're hitting me up, sending me invoices. I'm getting invoices. But, you know, it's all part of the game. I'm blessed and fortunate.
What happened to your finger there? Was that from, like, trying to put on the Rolex?
Okay.
The Rolex is too heavy.
No, I'm proud. You know what? I'm proud of this. This is my badge of honor. As a D-lineman, you can appreciate this.
I do.
You know, so this is my D-line badge of honor because I don't think if you're a good D-lineman, you have good fingers or good hands.
Mm.
I dislocated my finger the first time we played the Eagles. Still got a sack. And then, honestly, it was so surreal. Like, my finger was facing me.
Wow.
And, you know, I was just like, okay, what's this? And then I dislocated again in, like, week 10. And, yeah, but I just put it back. So now I'm just healing, just trying to get it back in position.
Mm. I don't want to – we have so much to talk about, and I don't want to segue into football this quick, but I got to ask F.A. About playing against the Eagles.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
We talked about – people know this offensive line, big, dominant, strong. Like, how was it playing against them, dual-threat quarterback like Jalen Hurts, like – what's your experience?
My experience, their O-line is the real deal. You know, Jalen Hurts is the real deal. Their run game is serious. You know, you have to stop that run game. RPO, crazy. Mm. You know, you have, as a defensive end, you have to be on point with your responsibilities. The tackle goes down, is depending on the play. If you have the running back, you get the running back, so there's no indecision in the backfield. You know, so it's they are real deal. Like they're very balanced. They're very, you know, they have everything.
Does it make you have to think a lot because of the way their offense is structured, or do you feel like you can attack, or do you kind of guess on a lot?
Well, this was, well, for me going into this division, this wasn't one of the first time I played the Eagles. So, and then also Jordan was there, so there wasn't that much anxiety or worry like going into it. So it was just me competing against one of my friends that I really wanted to go against for a really long time that I haven't had the opportunity to.
How was that?
Oh, it was amazing. We was talking shit. And then when I got a sack against him, it was just kind of topped it off. Like, you know, the first game we lost, but for me, I left like feeling
you
like
you
a winner.
You felt happy.
Yeah.
So y'all lost the game. So basically you were at, and you had a sack that game?
I did,
so
yes.
You were at number two. You know there's a system, right?
So break your system down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
There's four. So
you know
number
the
one is,
I don't know the system.
Okay,
what's
break
the system?
Down. Number one is you win the game and you get a sack. That's
okay.
You're
elite.
Okay.
That's
top of the mountain.
You're enjoying your life.
Yes.
You go home.
Enjoy your life,
wait to get to practice,
okay.
Right?
There's picks and pass deflections, any of that coming just strictly sacks.
Sacks and a win. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two is sacks and a loss. That comes before a win.
Okay.
Also. just so you know.
That's where the shocking part of the chart is. But if you break it down,
so sacks,
it makes sense.
Sacks and a loss is number two.
I get that. I've had those games.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
So
everybody's upset, but I'm
you're back there chilling. I don't know what y'all were doing.
I knew what I was supposed to do.
If y'all would have just stepped up, maybe we would have been celebrating.
So that's number two.
All right.
Number three is a win and no sacks. You're like, you're a little happy,
yeah.
But you're not all the way happy.
Okay.
And the worst is you lose and you get no, you,
oh,
like nothing.
Man.
Oh,
that's,
my goodness
terrible.
Gracious. You know that feeling.
That is terrible. I know that feeling. That's terrible.
So that's my numbered system, man.
Okay, that's a good system.
Yeah.
But it's an honest breakdown of how you feel as a player.
Mm. A lot of people don't understand that. They'll be mad.
Right.
But it's the truth.
It is.
Except, and I've learned this from listening to you all these years, in the playoffs.
That's where everything kind of like goes out the window. In the playoffs, everything goes out the window.
Was it, you become less selfish or what?
Yeah, for sure. You become a lot less selfish.
Okay.
Because you can get sacks and then you lose. You're going home. So it doesn't really,
yeah.
You know, none of that matters anymore.
Just
so
the win is just
oh,
the
goodness.
Win.
They're going crazy over there.
This
so now you got to, in the playoffs, everything is like, you just got
to
win.
You just have to win.
Yeah,
that's,
you got
to
win. But regular season, oh no, you got to get those sacks, bro. Either you got to get sacks, you got to get tackles. Your personal stats come before the team in the regular season.
Well, your personal stats helps the team.
Yeah.
You know? So just look at it like that and can phrase it like that to kind of make sure, because I'm still in it. So I can't talk reckless the way you guys are talking.
I know. You got to be politically correct.
Exactly.
Right now. Team, nah, team. We got to win. We got to get these W's, man.
You can just understand his point of view.
I can understand.
That's
I can
it.
Understand.
You
I can
understand
that,
yeah. What he's saying.
You know what I found interesting? When you were talking about your finger,
yeah.
and you continue to play, something happened to me this morning, right? So I was on the treadmill and I was running, right? And I started to feel like some pain here in my calf. I know
for no reason.
I know what it
is. I just start laughing.
Yeah. So I started to feel some pain right here in my calf, right? And what I did was I kept running, right? Like I kept running.
Right.
And as it was happening, I said to myself, this is like the major difference between athletes and regular people. Because for me, as it was injured, as it was hurting, I was like, if I keep on running, it'll go away eventually. Like,
right.
we work through
everything.
Pain,
yeah.
As opposed to, let me stop, let me go rest, let me go chill. Like, we work through
do
our pain.
Do you think all athletes do? Or certain?
I think most athletes. Look what he just said about his finger.
100%.
Like, yeah, that's just what we do.
The masters of compensation.
You push through pain.
Yeah.
I agree that we all do.
Mm.
But I don't think all athletes do.
Give me a sport where you feel like an athlete doesn't.
I've been on teams where I've seen certain individuals, they can't play hurt. They can't play injured.
An individual?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah
I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I get
That's
that.
What I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'll see people in everyday walk of life that have just high pain tolerance.
Have
like
they been paid?
I don't know.
Have they been paid?
Yeah, that's a factor as well. If you've been paid and you...
I mean, I'm not trying to make
it's different.
We could talk about it like that, but I'm just saying, I'm with you. Like, we have battled through some serious stuff.
Right.
But I don't know if it's all athletes.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, so when I tore my knee up, right?
More than
yeah, like when I tore my knee up, right? Mm-hmm. And I had to miss the regular season. Mm-hmm. So the trainer, you know, the athletic trainer, she was the first person who called it to my attention. She was like, she can tell the difference between athletes and regular people by the way they attack their trainers.
Yes,
she was like,
the
athletes
body awareness
completely different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so she was like, I enjoy working with athletes because they're going to push through pain.
Right.
And I'd never really thought about it like that, right? And so today, when I was running, I was like,
I still got it.
And then I just kept on running. I was like, you know, it'll go away eventually. I'm on that treadmill just limping like this. I'm like, it's going to go away. It'll go away.
Did it ever go away?
It did.
What was your reason? As an athlete, obviously, you're pushing through for a goal. You know, you want to be useful to a team or you want to achieve something. You on that treadmill this morning. What was your goal?
I just want to be sexy. That's it, F.A. I don't want my wife to be like, I didn't marry this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This isn't what I signed up for.
This is not what I signed up for.
That's a good goal.
And so I have to keep on, you know. That was literally the only reason why. I mean.
I don't know what to say on the back. Is this what the media center does to us?
No, we just, I want to maintain
maximum,
a little level of
maximum sexiness.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the purpose.
Yeah,
that sells a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
oh man,
it does.
That keeps the economy going.
It does.
That's funny.
Sexy, sexy.
What keeps the NFL economy going is the Super Bowl. And I have one thing to say, OC.
Okay.
Does it ever get old to you? You've been here. You've done it. As a player, you've done it more times on the media side.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
I think that it definitely doesn't get old. Never does. The spectacle and the environment and being in this situation right here, it almost makes you have a much better understanding of how big the NFL is.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Like sometimes you can kind of... You can kind of forget,
yeah.
know what's going on. But being here, seeing all these different people here, seeing what's going on, there's nothing like it, man.
As a player, as a current player, FA. Yes. Now you're here. You got a lot going on, a lot of media stuff. Like you're just not here hanging out,
right?
But is there something inside that you kind of you're upset because you're not partaking in it as a player?
Of course. You know, as an athlete, as a competitor, this is the biggest stage. This is, there's Hall of Famers that never get to,
true.
To get to be here.
Very true.
You know, guys that have played for years, make good money, and this is the one thing that'll lose them. And as an athlete, as a competitor, going through the year, sacrificing from OTAs, building and especially the season that we had, rough start.
Yeah.
Clawed back, had some great success in the middle, but then we had everything in front of us. But just kept losing and just kind of, that opportunity to get in the playoffs just kept slipping and slipping away. There is some frustration, but this is my first Super Bowl, even though I'm not in it.
Right.
As a person on my journey, I'm taking it in. I'm enjoying the atmosphere and I'm enjoying the community. I'm enjoying you guys and being here and the fanfare and it's nice. I enjoy.
For everybody listening or watching, F.A. will be on a live broadcast on another network beside us.
Is it?
Yeah, he's gonna be on Sky.
Really?
Yeah.
I am going to be
making it happen.
Is that what's going on, huh, F.A.? That's what you're doing, huh? That is interesting.
That is interesting.
So don't watch him, but support him because you need to be watching
us.
There you go.
There
you go.
So, there's... I've always felt like there are a lot of great players, like you said, who have never won Super Bowls, right?
Right.
And I've been the guy who I never thought that if somebody doesn't win a Super Bowl, that diminishes their career in any way. Like, I've never been the guy who
But you're not a hater, that's why.
Right. But there's some people who think like that.
Yeah. Mm.
So, as a player,
You play for a while now. Right. You're on your way to general status.
You got credentials, bro. You got credentials. You got stars by your name.
Yeah. If, in fact, you're not able to win a Super Bowl, which, if you stay with Washington, you won't.
Whoa, what's going on here?
He made me drop the mic.
What's going on
here? He made me drop the mic. That was unfriendly.
I almost threw my mic at him.
We went from a peaceful conversation amongst friends to a direct frontal assault.
That's crazy. That's wild.
I'm glad we're friends.
It's okay.
Very glad. My man.
What knee was it again?
If you don't, all of them.
All both knees.
But let's say for instance you don't win a Super Bowl, but you play 12 years. You know, you accomplish everything that you thought you were going to accomplish. Mm-hmm. Would you be happy with that?
So, similar to what you were saying about, you know, tears.
Yeah.
So initially, it was get on, learn the sport.
Yep.
Make the practice squad. Make the team.
Yeah.
You know, then, you know, financial security. Then, you know, then the goals change. For right now, for me, yeah, then Pro Bowl and then Super. But right now it's Super Bowl, and that's my goal. So, as long as I achieved everything leading up to that, and then the Super Bowl is the only thing that'll lose me, I'll be upset. But then looking back and being realistic in life, and you know how far I've come, I probably wouldn't feel that. You know,
that's a really great point, because when you think about this game, is it dangerous when you're the veteran team and time is running out because of that? Think about it. When you're young, you think you're going to get back. You heard Patrick Mahomes talk about how important this game was,
right?
Because he thought, oh, man, first, you know, I got it. I got the Super Bowl. I got the MVP. This can happen all the time. Now he's like, man, this is hard. And he's talking like that.
Right.
Well, then on the other side, when you look at the Eagles, the offensive line, it could be some of those guys are at the end of their career. This is real. It's not, hey, this can happen again.
Right.
You look at KC's defense. They got a lot of young guys playing for them. They're thinking, man, you know, we might get this opportunity again, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be a significant factor.
Mm.
You've seen it on both sides. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, the thing is, I was never on a team that thought realistically this is a Super Bowl team from the beginning.
Right. You never had that pressure from the, like, you know.
Never.
Right.
It was always, oh, if this team makes the playoffs, we're going to celebrate, right? Those were the teams. We never had those. You know, the Cowboys teams with all their Pro Bowlers, we never had that.
So that, do you think that works in your favor, that underdog, that being slept on mentality?
1,000%.
Just kind of go under the radar, winning games, like, and then eventually you just get there at the end.
But then, the trophy.
But then, what was different? From Carolina to Buffalo, but I think Carolina, from my perspective, was one of those teams. Mm. You know, everybody slept on them. They didn't, everybody's in it to win it. But they didn't consider them, you know, it's that kind of mentality. But Buffalo preached it, you know, from the fandom to everything, like championship caliber.
That's
you know,
it, huh?
They felt like they were going to win every single year.
Right.
And to some degree, the caliber of coaching, the caliber of preparation and everything is heightened, it's different.
Mm.
But then also when you lose, it's
the
like.
Downs are hard.
Oh, man, that fall was crazy.
Oh,
you
wow.
You know, but then. But I don't know.
That could be exhausting, too.
It can, because there is an element of pressure.
Yeah.
But then it also allows you to perform. You know, that pressure builds diamonds, people say, right?
Yeah.
Especially later on in the season.
Yeah.
That's
interesting. I think, yeah, it's definitely
like,
both ways.
What do you think? What do you think about that? Like,
I would have preferred to do it the way we did it
uh-huh.
than to be on the team that everybody expects to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right? Like, I would have preferred to do it the way we did it. Because I can't even imagine what it's like every single week. You're expected to win and dominate from beginning to end.
Right.
And then you lose.
Right.
And you got to.
Man.
You know what's funny about this year?
Mm.
That us football minds, we know, we've conceptualized it. We talk about it. But because Patrick Mahomes is who he is, people think that this team was anointed this year, and they weren't.
Yeah,
no.
This was supposed to be a rebuild year,
right,
for this team, a retool. They lost Tyreek Hill, but right, mm-hmm. they've lost significant weapons. Mm-hmm. But Philly, we said if the quarterback plays well, mm-hmm. they got the roster mm-hmm. to definitely take it to the end in the NFC.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
When they won last time, they were the underdog, right?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
embraced
it. Yeah,
not now.
They're not the underdog now. No way.
But I feel like they. Because of Hurts, I feel like there's still that underdog.
They're
going to
use that.
You know?
You questioning our quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
They find something.
Right.
That makes sense.
You know, because I get it. Consistently winning games, you know, everything's set. D-line's crazy, you know, but because of Hurts, in comparison to Mahomes, yeah. and the fact that Mahomes has been there already, there is that element.
The way he talks, talks like, nah, we're supposed to do it.
Right.
But I get what you're saying. They could still.
But you have
as
to.
As a team. Yeah, he says that. But as a team, they're like, we got to back you up.
Right.
When I look at this Philadelphia team, I got to be honest. I can't remember, right, seeing a team like this.
Give me insight. Because I'm going to steal it and use it on the live broadcast. Anyway. So you might as well tell me now. And then look at me when I repeat what you just said on this.
I got you.
Thank you.
I don't mind you taking stuff from
me. I've stolen so much of your stuff from you.
I don't mind.
Only once in a while,
I'll be like, don't do that on Sky.
Don't do that.
Only once in a while. But other than that, I'm cool with it.
Okay, cool. You are a good friend.
You look at this team offensively, right? The strength of the team isn't the quarterback. The strength of the team is A, the system, and B, the offensive line, right? When you look at the way they run the football and the things that they do, mm-hmm. right? First of all, the offensive line is so physical.
Man.
And so big and strong, right?
Beat you up.
Annoyingly big and strong.
Right? And so they're coming off, mm-hmm. right? And they're mashing you, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Up front. Initially. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to think about what's behind the defensive line, the linebackers, right? The linebackers have to play that run, and they have to play the RPO. So they're slow.
And it's getting muddy, right? The pitcher, because all of that push.
That's the problem. Is because they're having to play the RPO. They're having to play that, right? But then the offensive line is getting so much push that you're back there as a linebacker, and if you hesitate for a split second, they're already up on you.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that, you got to play the RPO too.
Yeah.
So now, how do you contend with what they're doing offensively? Like, there's no answer because of the way their offensive line plays and the scheme that's built around that offensive line.
Man.
It's a very difficult thing to do.
You're spot on. And for people that maybe don't even understand the sport that much, it's one simple concept or one way of looking at it is they do the same thing over and over.
Over and
it
over.
It all looks alike, but they execute and they're physical.
Oh, for sure.
That's almost the worst thing for a defender.
Mm.
It's like, I know what you're trying to do, but I can't stop it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that was a lucky play. It's no. You just beat me up. And it's
the linebackers. The linebackers, right?
Yep.
They have to flow to stop that run immediately. Because it's
or the linemen are on their face.
The linemen are in their face.
Yep.
And if they do that, that RPO is coming right behind them. So now you got to sit there and you just got to give up 7-8 yards at a time.
Because you got to slow play it.
They just match you. Wow.
Our peoples. We see
what
our peoples.
Do we have
this
here?
This is what
Avis,
happens.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming. Let me just
media
finish
row.
This, man.
We seeing all our peoples.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the problem.
That's how
it is. How do you stop that?
It's almost impossible, and that's why this game is so great. We get to see high-level execution, which got you there, versus on the other side, Mahomes, magic.
Yeah.
Creativity. Extending plays, almost a level of street football, but very choreographed. Mm. Because even when he's making those movements, Travis Kelce, the baddest tight end in football right now, one of the baddest receivers in the game, it's like they see it the same way.
Mm. Right.
And they make it look like art, man.
Who would you rather play against right now? Kansas City or Philadelphia?
Come on, FA.
Who would you rather play against?
I think the hardest opponent, the most competitive, I think, game would be against the Eagles.
Mm.
You know, like you said, everything from their O-line. And I know that there's a lot of spotlight on the offensive side, but have you seen their defense?
Common.
Yeah. Like, have you seen their backups?
Yep.
They got waves at the defensive
like,
line.
Are you crazy? Yeah.
They got waves.
DBs, so, lockdown corners.
Like, as a, if I want a game where I feel like I really want to compete and I get the best out of me, it'll be against the Eagles because I think that would be a great game, a great matchup. And I think in terms of trying to stop that and trying to switch them up, you just got to, as a D lineman, I think you just got to kind of switch up the fronts. Lots of line movements, keep them guessing. You know, because if you line up in the same position over and over again, they're just gonna be like, all right, double him and let's work to him.
How did you guys beat them?
So spot on.
I think, well, the first game,
right?
You know, we lost, but it was a good fight. It was a good game. The second game, we built up some momentum. The intent was different.
Mm.
You know, we went out there knowing that, well, we had nothing to lose because we essentially were the underdogs, similar to what you were saying.
Mm.
But we played them before, and it's all about who plays the best on that day, any given Sunday, you know?
They're going to study your tape. They're going to look at what you did.
Yeah, we honestly attacked them in different ways. We made sure that, we got after them. We stopped their run game. Our run game got after them.
Mm.
You know, we was aggressive with that. And in terms of the linemen, we weren't stagnant in terms of the lanes and where we was rushing. We was making inside moves. We was communicating with our tackles and making sure that, you know, we was causing confusion.
Mm,
you
that's
know,
the
and
key.
That's the thing that we was doing. We was affecting Hurts and just getting after him, honestly. And that's you have to affect Hurts. You have to affect him. And then we was playing disciplined in terms of the RPO. We had a plan that, okay, well, if he goes down, we get the dive. And then, you know, the responsibility of the quarterback is for the, if he keeps it, it's for the linebackers. Mm. And the linebackers, we have to trust each other.
Yeah.
So
that's something you practice all week.
We was ready. And we played them already, and honestly, the intent going into it was different.
I'm gonna drop this out now. I really wanna know y'all opinion. Cause that's the thought I had on this whole breakdown.
Okay.
Because what you've been teaching me on defensive line play, Spagnuolo, the D coordinator, really lining those defenders up. Different places on line scrimmage, attacking at different angles, letting that offensive line dominate.
Yeah.
On the flip, 2 weeks to prepare. Mm-hmm. You know how KC is as a team when they got time. Mm-hmm. We know it's probably going to be a tight game. We know how team building is.
Mm.
There is a reason Patrick Mahomes is the highest paid player in football. Because he makes everybody better.
Right.
If it's close and it's tight and it's playing like that, Patrick Mahomes with the ball in his hand, where is your faith? I mean, if it's a tight competitive game, are you guys still leaning where I think you are?
I personally am.
Okay, I like it.
Because
you've been in the trenches with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Personally, I am. I don't have as much confidence in KC's offensive linemen as I do with the Eagles. I don't think they have the ability, well, especially being injured as well. You know, they're going to have to find ways to, like, give him time. Otherwise, it's going to be just checkdowns and trying to lean heavy on that run game, you know.
And if they go to them checkdowns, you're right about the secondary. They can squeeze all those routes.
Right.
If Philadelphia messes around and gets up by 10 points.
Oh, they're in trouble. KC's in trouble then.
Right. It's going to be tough.
But it's the Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl.
Throwing.
But also, I also believe that in these stages, right, it becomes more of a player's game as opposed to
I completely coaches, agree.
Right? Like at this, once it gets here, it's –
because all those other things are quite equal.
Exactly. And when I look at Philadelphia, they have a lot – they have better players than the Kansas City Chiefs do. They across the board.
Well, I pose this question too.
Yes.
Because I agree with you on the roster, but let's go – let's throw out some players.
Okay.
Is Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback in the game?
Yes. Okay. He's better than Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
That's where it ends.
Is Travis Kelce the best tight end in the game?
He's
one of the best offensive weapons. Maybe the best. He might be the best wide receiver in the game.
Listen, I believe that the Philadelphia tight end, Goddard, is a very, very good player.
Is Travis Kelce
Is Travis Kelce better than Goddard? Yes, but not in a where I'll say this is a landslide.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that. No,
okay.
Goddard's a very good tight end.
I'm gonna.
That's where it ends for you.
Is Chris Jones the best interior lineman in this game?
He's not a better defensive lineman overall. Okay, you have Chris Jones. You have Chris Jones and Frank Clark, right?
Yeah.
You have Chris Jones and Frank Clark.
Now listen.
No, I said Chris. I said one. I didn't add Frank. I said Chris.
He's
only got one
him,
fight.
Okay. No, I'm saying Chris Jones is not that much better than Hargreave.
You got to be kidding me.
He's better than him. He's not like, oh, Chris Jones is here and Hargreave is. Hargreave had, what, 12 sacks this year from the inside?
Chris Jones might have been the best defensive player in football, interior lineman in football.
Chris Jones is here. Uh-huh. Hargreave is like right here.
Okay. I can't.
He's right there.
I got two D linemen. I can't fight this battle.
Okay. How much better would you say Chris Jones is than Hargreave?
I think you're right in that.
Yeah, he's here, but the guy, Hargreave's a baller, bro.
But he's better.
Okay, so now let's talk about
because
the fact that Philadelphia,
of Phillies is better.
Let's talk about Philadelphia had four defensive linemen with 11 sacks.
I didn't ask you that though.
No, but
four FA.
Right?
Never happened before.
And that's why I pose that question with those three players, because to both of y'all point that the roster from an absolute standpoint, Phillies is better.
It's not that it's better. You can't compare them.
But you said players in this game.
Yes.
So I said
these Philly has the better players.
But I told you three players that are probably the best in this game. They are elite. And if it comes down to players, those three guys can wreck a game.
Those three guys can wreck a game. But Philadelphia has like 12 guys that can wreck a game.
That's true.
12.
That's true. Strong point.
Strong corners. Slay.
Yeah.
Bradbury. Yeah. Game wreckers. All their defensive linemen, their entire offensive line.
They might have a tougher.
Two bullies at the receiver position.
They have never played against a quarterback like this all year.
Against a quarterback like
Patrick Mahomes. They haven't played against this kind of firepower. They have said that.
So I put it this, right? So the D-line's good for the Eagles, right? Like, really good.
Oh, they're great.
They're great, right?
They're outstanding.
If Patrick Mahomes can't do anything similar to the last Super Bowl game with Tampa, where the D-line wrecked that game, I feel like that's going to be a similar game to that. If
that happens, if they can get there with four, you might as well crown the Eagles.
Ain't no exactly. If. But there's
that's
no if.
But that's what they've been doing consistently throughout the whole year.
If they can't stop it, if they can get there with four.
That's it.
Here's what Andy Reid is going to have to do, yeah. Right?
This is what I need to hear from you.
Here's what he's going to have to do.
Okay.
Remember, he in Philly, right, we had 12 sacks against the Philadelphia Eagles. What they started to do, right, you probably noticed this too. You see in the formation now where they line up the receiver like he's – nasty split just to
cause him inside.
That came from Andy Reid after we had 12 sacks against them.
Right.
They were like, okay, we have to find a way to
tighten up the formation.
Tighten it up. So now as a defensive end, you don't know if
you're
the lineup inside
there.
Or outside.
Running back's chipping on the way out.
And you're still looking. So it slows you down.
He's got two weeks. This is my point.
But it also slows down the receivers. They can't play the way they used to play anymore. Now they're trying to make it like a – because now the way they were playing offensively, Philly, right? They used to kill us. But now, once you start to condense the formation, you have to start worrying about defensive linemen. Yeah. You can't do the things that you were accustomed to doing as an offense.
True.
So now the things that Mahomes could do and get away with, and other people, now Andy Reid is going to have to say to himself, okay, we can't just release five people into the route. Right. You can't do any of that anymore. So that limits the things that Patrick Mahomes is going to be able to do.
Right. He's not going to have as many.
Exactly what
out
you
there.
Can't do against Philadelphia Eagles. Right.
But if you can just get Travis Kelce out there, he can find a void in the zone when Patrick Mahomes has time. It's been working so far.
So you're gonna pick Kansas City in this game. Is what you're
saying?
I don't know.
But
you don't know yet.
I don't know yet.
So you're me now. You're gonna wait till like
no. I'm leaning towards KC.
Okay.
There we go.
But everything y'all are saying makes so much sense. That's why I keep probing, because it's just the game's gonna come down to everything you two are talking about with the defensive line and the offensive line. Andy Reid is an expert at understanding how you attack him. And he can pass block. Remember, this guy used to play offensive line.
Yeah.
He's got time to scheme in ways that you've taught me all these years formationally to try to help his offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
They are strong in the middle, KC. They can keep the pressure. Mahomes always has the ability to extend plays by the way he steps up and he moves. He's hurt. Can he still do that? But everything's going to come down to what you two dudes did your whole life in this game. And I can't wait to watch it.
I'll be surprised if Philly doesn't win by 2 touchdowns.
Jeez, bro. I'll drop this mic. Seriously, I don't want that.
I'll be shocked.
I didn't think that.
It's not that I don't want it, obviously.
Like, it'll be a boring Super Bowl.
I'll be shocked, yeah.
It'll be boring. But, I kind of agree with that.
Mm. Wow. But I'm going with KC for sure, then.
Yeah.
Just because I'm on the other side of this. And this is what I love about this game. Man, F.A. just played against them. Like, you can't go against what this man is saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but as a defender DB, when you haven't played against a guy like Mahomes and you haven't seen it, you know, we got a clock in our head.
Right.
How fast you guys get there. And you know those DBs for the Eagles, they've had the benefit of this defensive line. That clock is ticking.
Mm-hmm.
OC's made jokes about how the Giants – the DBs used to sit on all the routes because they were coming off the head.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It all changes this game. And right now you're witnessing when you have a quarterback and you pay him the entire chalupa, he got the whole taco, he's got to make those plays that most humans can't, to your point about players not plays. Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Okay.
But I feel well, I enjoyed this.
Put some money on it.
Because I can't wait for this game. And the points y'all made, you will hear me repeat them on a live broadcast because they are so, so correct.
I can't believe you, F.A. I can't believe you, bro. You're supposed to be with us.
Hey.
You're supposed to be with us.
But know what?
And now you're going to them.
You know what we're doing, though? You know what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Your tentacles.
We're covering all our bases.
Exactly.
We're all over the place.
And he's
That's true.
This is real. That's true.
That's a fact.
I'm just spreading my wings.
You know
that's
what?
All.
You're right.
You see what I'm saying?
You're right.
Yeah. Man, it's always an honor when we get to sit down and rap with you. F.A., appreciate it. And we still got a lot of work to do. OC gets to go back and get another lap on
the treadmill.
Little Peloton, you know.
Massive dinner.
I like it. Hopefully you make it to dinner with us. That's
tomorrow.
Well, we got tomorrow. We got one tonight too if you can or can't make it. You know what I'm saying?
I am going to this dinner, yeah.
Yeah.
Five?
Yeah.
No, six.
It's free food, right?
Well, I'm paying, so yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got to come now.
It's your pain.
Yeah.
Well, it was seven, but we got an NFL event after that you don't have to go to. We have something else.
Tonight?
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl. See, the problem is you've played in them. You don't know what us patrons
so
do.
So now you're just going, I got you.
Right. Yeah. Last question before we leave, F.A.
What's up?
You know, free agent this year, right?
Yes.
Can go wherever you go. I don't want to know all that, but what's next? What's the next move? What's happening? We know you're doing the Super Bowl live.
Right. If he wants to win a Super Bowl, he's going to have to.
Tell us more about you.
Go where?
You have to leave somewhere.
Go where? New York?
What's the next move, man? What's happening?
Honestly, just staying healthy, get back in shape, and then just leave all to God. You know, he's led me this far. He's always put me in the right position, whether it's to learn lessons or to progress. And, and honestly, through my journey, I've just got more faith and trust in him, and I know I'm going to be in the right place. And, he's going to put me in a Super Bowl winning team.
F.A. just stays ready so he don't got to get ready.
Yeah,
he just basically said, I'm going to get myself ready for greatness to occur.
He's media trained right now. He's media trained.
He's been around.
Yeah, he's media trained.
So have you been in the school of O.C.?
No,
media training? Because I have.
You have?
Yeah, I feel like you're coming down that road.
See how he's behaving right now.
I've taken a few lessons.
Well, the people enjoy that because OC has won a couple of awards. So keep those close to the chest. Till next time, brothers.
Next time.
Enjoy this. This is great. It's fun. F.A., we need more of you. Live, F.A.
There we go.
In person.
Did you know, if you put like a J in front of F.A., it becomes Hefe, like boss.
Yeah, and then
boss.
But then I feel like you're smuggling something.
Yeah, because they're usually. Look at Chris. Chris knows all about
Chris
that.
Chris knows about it.
Chris smuggled himself here. Till next time, the OC and Jason podcast, because we are in
OC,
Super Bowl.
Jason, and F.A. No.
OC.
OC and Jason and
Effin. And Jason. That's many and Effin. That's a lot of ands, but it's appropriate.
So it's OC, Jason, and Effin.
It's usually the Jason and OC podcast except Super Bowl because
now, this is OC in front.
Because this is your domain.
F-A-O-C.
You haven't won a Super Bowl.
No, but yeah, you
so it has to go. And as you long can't as you jump stay over
I'm still,
as
playing.
As long as you stay with Washington.
You know what?
I'm still in it.
Wait, that's a good point. It should be the O-C-F-A Jason podcast.
There you go.
Because it's, yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. We'll go with that.
No, 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 we can't go with that. No.
Why? Because he's still playing.
Oh, that's true.
That's the credit. So we'll go with that. We'll go with that on the way out. Only 1 week, though.
That's it. I'm okay. I'll take it.
I'm always scared of getting replaced, so only 1 week. I'm running down on every kick and every punt, buddy. You ain't cutting me. Till next time. We out. You're feeling this swag in the car. You're feeling the way that I stop. Spend money right out the bar. You can't even get in the club. Me mira cuando estoy bailando. Yo veo el dinero contando. Toda la gente mirando. El DJ nos está llamando. Baby ma, you know what you want, girl you're ready for it, you know what to do, girl got empty.